Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids.
We only met a month ago.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
New England Nightly News.
Okay, for the Nightly News tonight, we are going to head up to the Granite State of New Hampshire. A state that I love with all my heart. I love New Hampshire. I have strong roots in New Hampshire. My family go up there all the time. Used to work there up in Nashua. And this story takes place in Nashua, as a matter of fact, where a state representative is being reprimanded for directing an obscene gesture to Governor Kelly Ayotte.
A state rep is being reprimanded for flipping off the governor during the State of the State address. Representative Paige Boschman is a Democrat from Nashua, issued an apology on the House floor today during session. She made the crude gesture toward the governor during her big speech last Thursday. She says this was after she was overwhelmed by frustration.
As a human being, I make mistakes.
Hold on, like stop it before we get to the apology. Because I can already tell I'm going to love this apology. This lady, Paige Boschman, a Democrat from Nashua, apologized on the House floor on Thursday. I missed the State of the State address up in New Hampshire. I don't know what Ayotte had to say. I know there's a whole thing going on with like an ICE facility in Merrimack or something that Maura Healey's trying to pressure around. I don't know all the details of it, but I know that's like a big story right now. So I don't know exactly what she was talking about. I don't know what the State of the State up there in New Hampshire was all about. But I do know Kelly Ayotte, very conservative, and that New Hampshire is always kind of split when it comes to that. There's a lot of conservatives, a lot of liberals, and they all have some standing in the New Hampshire politics. They just do. You know, between Kelly Ayotte and Gene Shaheen and sort of all these other, you know, Sununu and everybody else. There's a lot of Democrats. There's a lot of Republicans up there. That's why it's such a big battleground state. That's why everyone goes there and they have that first primary. Because everyone wants to win New Hampshire. And this, I think, is pretty funny. Now, let's hear the apology from Paige Boschman, who was caught flipping off the governor in the middle of her speech.
As a human being, I make mistakes. Like
stop it right there. As a human being, I make mistakes just like everybody else. That's a good way to start. Appeal to everybody from the base human instinct. Who among us, as humans, haven't wanted to flip off the governor, right? I mean, who among us? Go ahead.
As a human being, I make mistakes like everybody else.
Right.
And unfortunately, last week I failed in living my values.
Boschman is running for Congress this year, mounting a primary challenge to Representative Maggie Goodlander in the 2nd District.
Okay. You know, for a very brief time, people don't know this, for a brief time, I think it was less than a year, I produced a political talk show in New Hampshire. I did. It was this fella, if he was listening, then hey, Riz, his name was Rich Gerard, still in politics up there in New Hampshire. And he had a show on the radio called Gerard at Large, and I was the producer of that show and the sports anchor of that show for not a long time. It was brief, and then I broke off. I had my own show, and then, you know, the rest is history. But that was one of my first real radio jobs, was producing a New Hampshire political talk show. And when I tell you that the local politics up there in New Hampshire are wild, they are. I learned that firsthand. I mean, they get the big hitters that when it's an election year, they get all the big hitters coming through there. They come through the convention center. There's a whole radio row down there. I mean, it was a whole big deal. And that was for the national stuff. For the local stuff, oh boy. I mean, it is cutthroat up there. It's really live free or die. Like, it's like the old timey. It's like what the founding fathers went through, I feel like. It's still very much like part of the way they do things up there in New Hampshire with the politics. And this is a good example of that. You got this lady. And by the way, this lady, if you've seen her, has hilariously, like, cartoonishly oversized glasses that she wears. So I'm just picturing her with her big glasses just flipping off the governor in the middle of the speech. And it's a funny visual. What did she say? I did not live my, what? I did not
As
live.
As a human being, I make mistakes like everybody else.
Right.
And unfortunately, last week I failed in living my values.
In living my values. I'd say you lived your values just fine. You don't like Kelly Ayotte. And so you flipped her off. Now, maybe that was going a little far. Maybe not setting a great example. We're in a day and age now, though, where, and I don't know if Ayotte's popular in New Hampshire. I actually have no idea. I don't know if she's like a popular governor or not. She might be. I don't know. You can chime in with that at 617-779-7937 if you want to. But we're at a time politically, I think, in America where a move like that can make you a star. Flipping off an unpopular governor or mayor or whatever. I mean, like that, if they're unpopular enough. And I don't know what Ayotte is. What's Ayotte's deal? Do they like Ayotte up there? What's her, like, approval rating?
According to, from August 2025, she had a 49% approval rating.
Yeah, sounds about right for New Hampshire, honestly.
38% disapproving.
38 disapprove, 49 approve, 11 or 12 undecided, I guess, something like that. Now, I guess when you put it that way, it's not that bad. More approve than disapprove. That doesn't seem like great numbers. I think like Healy's like 60% or something like that. Healy's one of the most popular governors in the country, which, you know, do with that information what you will. But I think we're in a time now where if you, all you really have to do is rip on someone that's unpopular and that makes you popular. I mean, that's really all it takes. It's like never been more apparent that that's all you really got to do. You just got to find the right people to pick on. We'll see. We'll see if that matters or not. We'll see what that matters for the future of New Hampshire politics. That lady's running for Congress, you said? That could really help, right? You may think I'm crazy. That could definitely help her. New England, by the way, win lots of medals. 5 of the 14 medals that Team USA had won as of earlier today. I don't know if that number's changed. Do they have more than 14 medals now, Joe? Or what's
it
counted?
It is still at 14.
Still at 14. 5 of them have been won by New England athletes. Cross-country skier Jesse Diggins, the pride of Wakefield. Diggins said before the games that this would be her last Olympics. She's leaving it all on the course. Bruised rib, collapsed after she crossed the finish line on Thursday. Said it was so painful that she would have rather passed out. Got a bronze medal. There are 11 players on USA Hockey. Men's hockey, 11 players and coaches with connections to New England. Brady Tkachuk, who scored, I think, the first goal of that game.
Scored 2 of them.
Yeah, he had 2 goals. That's right. Today, a guy from Norwood is back on the ice. Max Nomhoff, who is playing... where is he going to be? Yeah, whatever. Team USA Women's Hockey is in action tonight. Quarterfinal matchup with Team Italy. Anyway, New England representing pretty well.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any 2 King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab 2 King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, What happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.